Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says center is taking proactive steps to integrate AI into higher education. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar discusses ongoing efforts for resolution of Ukraine conflict with his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sibiha. Mr. Sibiha expresses gratitude for the meaningful meeting. Central Vigilance Commission orders inquiry into alleged irregularities in renovation of former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's residence. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 people killed in a road accident in Prayagraj. President Draupadi Murmu expresses grief. In athletics, Gulveer Singh bags silver medal while shattering national record in 3,000 meters race at David Hemery Invitational Meet in Boston. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Delhi Capitals in Vadodara today. President Draupadi Murmu has said the government is taking proactive steps to integrate artificial intelligence, AI, into higher education. The president was addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Birla Institute of Technology, BIT, Mesra, in Ranchi today. President Murmu highlighted that the future will witness dramatic transformations driven by significant advancements in AI and machine learning.
With far-reaching advances expected, particularly in artificial intelligence and machine learning. As AI rapidly transforms economies, the Government of India has been quick in responding to the emerging scenario. Several initiatives are being taken to integrate AI in higher education institutions. BIT was indeed ahead of the curve as it introduced a BTech course in artificial intelligence and machine learning in 2023. The change brought about by AI and other technologies is also reflected in our languages.
The president emphasized that the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will play a pivotal role in building a Vikasit Bharat. President Murmu said, innovators and entrepreneurs should not ignore the knowledge base of traditional communities.
The change brought about by AI and other technologies is also reflected in our languages. A break or interruption in the normal course is now something to be welcomed. The great opportunities being created should be available to all. The great transformations being brought about should benefit all. I am referring to the youth whose enthusiasm and commitment will be the key ingredient in the making of Viksit Bharat.
Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar also addressed the program. He said, in the new India, girls are performing better than boys in the field of education. Our correspondent has filed this report.
After the inaugural session, President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the research and development exhibition at the institute premises. It showcased cutting-edge research and innovations by the faculty and students of the institute. On the 70th Foundation Day of BIT Mesra, distinguished alumni and teachers were also awarded. A Foundation Day souvenir highlighting the rich history of the institute was also released. The president also released the commemorative medal of the institute on its 70th Foundation Day. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his Ukrainian counterpart, Andrei Sibiha, on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference in Germany last night. The two leaders discussed ongoing efforts towards the resolution of the Ukraine conflict. They also spoke about further advancement of India-Ukraine bilateral cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar, in a social media post, noted that their discussions centered on efforts to bring about peace in Ukraine and explored avenues to further strengthen bilateral cooperation between India and Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Andrei Sibiha has thanked External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar for their meaningful meeting. In a social media post, Sibiha said Ukraine relies on India's strong global voice to help achieve a just and lasting peace. Sibiha highlighted the shared interest in enhancing cooperation with India across various sectors, including trade, technology, agriculture and security. Dr. Jaishankar also met Defense Minister of Germany, Boris Pistorius, and participated in the think tank Ananta Aspen session. In his first engagement at the conference, Dr. Jaishankar expressed optimism over the direction of India's democracy. He highlighted India as a democracy that delivers. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has said that it was an honor to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the United States, and she looked forward to strengthening friendship between the two countries. She was responding to a post shared by Prime Minister Modi on a social media platform regarding their meeting held in Washington, D.C. recently. The Prime Minister met newly appointed Ms. Gabbard during his recently concluded visit to the United States and discussed various aspects of India-U.S. friendship. The Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, has ordered an inquiry into allegations of irregularities in the construction and renovation of 6 Flagstaff Road bungalow, which was the residence of AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal during his tenure as Delhi Chief Minister. The CVC has asked the Central Public Works Department, CPWD, to conduct the inquiry on the complaint of senior BJP leader and Delhi MLA Vijender Gupta. Talking to the media, Mr. Gupta said the CVC has taken cognizance based on facts.
जो शीश महल दिखाई दे रहा है खाली इतना नहीं है वो उसके साथ वहाँ पर कई टावर बन रहे हैं जो अधूरे पड़े हैं उन पर भी करोड़ों रुपए खर्च हुए हैं वो टावर जो बन रहे हैं नए उनमें क्या होना था क्या बनाया जा रहा था उसकी भी पूरी जांच होनी चाहिए और इस पर सेंट्रल विजिलेंस कमीशन ने आदेश दिए हैं सीपीडब्ल्यूडी को मैं सीवीसी के इस कदम का स्वागत करता हूं सेंट्रल विजिलेंस कमीशन ने इस पर कॉग्निजेंस लिया है इनके खिलाफ सख्त से सख्त कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has conducted searches at 11 locations in Delhi and Haryana in connection with a case related to cybercrime. The agency has recovered over 1 crore rupees in cash, foreign currency worth $1,000 and gold. The CBI alleged that the accused were engaged in illegal activities by impersonating government officials and committing crypto fraud. The CBI has already filed a charge sheet in the case against 3 accused persons. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. You're listening to the Midday News. In Uttar Pradesh, at least 10 people were killed and 19 injured when an SUV carrying passengers collided head-on with a speeding bus near Major Road crossing in Prayagraj district last night. The police commissioner of Prayagraj informed that a group of people were coming from Korba in Chhattisgarh in the SUV while the bus was on its way to Varanasi from Prayagraj. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the accident. In a social media post, she prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also offered condolences to the bereaved families. He has directed the district administration to provide proper treatment to the injured. In another accident, 4 persons were killed and 6 others were injured in a road accident in Gujarat. The accident occurred on an Indore-Ahmedabad highway in Dahod last night. The accident occurred after a tourist van carrying 10 pilgrims from the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj rammed into a stationary truck parked on the highway near Limkera. And now news from Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. In anticipation of a large number of devotees coming to the Mahakumbh, the Uttar Pradesh Transport Corporation has announced the operation of 2,250 additional buses during the next 3 days. Our correspondent reported that more than 73 lakh people have taken a holy dip in the Sangam today until 12 noon.
A large number of devotees are expected to reach Prayagraj during the weekend for Mahakumbh. The State Transport Corporation has arranged additional buses for smooth transport facilitation of the passengers. Uttar Pradesh Minister of State for Transport, Dayashankar Singh, has directed that officers will be placed at various temporary bus stations of Prayagraj so that the buses can operate smoothly. He said that a concrete action plan will also be implemented for the successful operation of buses during holidays. Mr. Singh directed the nodal officers to ensure smooth and convenient travel of the devotees. authorities. In case of any complaint, the nodal officers will be held accountable. Meanwhile, the Prayagraj Sangam railway station will remain closed today and tomorrow. Prayagraj District Magistrate Ravindra Kumar Madan said that the railway station is being closed for the safe and systematic movement of devotees, keeping in mind the arrival of large number of devotees during the weekend. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
The third edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam, an initiative fostering cultural and intellectual ties between Tamil Nadu and Kashi, will commence at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh today. Union Ministers Dharmendra Pradhan and Dr. L. Murugan, along with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, will inaugurate the prestigious event. In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has etched his name in history by breaking a 17-year-old national record in the indoor men's 3,000-meter race at the David Hemery Invitational Meet in Boston. Clocking 7 minutes 38.26 seconds, Singh not only clinched the silver medal but also eclipsed the previous national record set by Surendra Singh by 11 seconds. He now holds 3 national records across multiple categories: the outdoor 5,000 meters, the outdoor 10,000 meters, and the indoor 3,000 meters. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Delhi Capitals at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 in the evening. In the inaugural match of the third season last night, reigning champions Royal Challengers Bangalore defeated Gujarat Giants by 6 wickets at the same venue. Chasing the target of 202 runs, RCB overhauled the score for the loss of 4 wickets. With 9 balls to spare, Richa Ghosh starred for RCB with an unbeaten 64 off just 27 balls. She was adjudged the player of the match. Early after being put into bat, Gujarat Giants posted a competitive total of 201 for 5 in their allotted 20 overs. In FIH Pro League Hockey 2024-25 season, both the Indian men's and women's teams will be in action. In Bhubaneswar this evening, the women's team will face England at 5:15 p.m. at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium. The men's team will take on Spain at 7:30 p.m. at the same venue. In Himachal Pradesh, the minimum temperature has dropped due to snowfall in Lahaul Spiti district, and the temperature in the area has been recorded at minus 15 to 18 degrees Celsius. According to the department, light rainfall is likely on the high peaks of the state today, while light rainfall with thunderstorm and lightning at some places in the lower areas. The weather will remain clear in the state from tomorrow. In a unique display of Indo-Thai cultural richness, the Embassy of India in Bangkok organized a Khon dance and sitara recital, celebrating the cultural ties of both nations. The event was a part of Samvad 4, which is held in Thailand. Addressing Samvad 4 virtually yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the deep cultural ties between India and Thailand, spanning over 2,000 years. Emphasizing the role of Asian traditions in fostering peace and harmony, he said the Ramayana and Ramakien connect us, and our shared reverence for Bhagwan Buddha unites us. Back home in Jammu and Kashmir, the government has extended the term of the local body's dedicated Backward Classes Commission, headed by Justice retired Janak Raj Kotwal, which was constituted last year to work out a reservation for other backward classes, OBCs, in panchayats and urban local bodies up to February 28th. The commission's term had expired on December the 31st, 2024. The commission is likely to submit its report by the end of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says centre is taking proactive steps to integrate AI into higher education. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar discusses ongoing efforts for resolution of Ukraine conflict with his Ukrainian counterpart Andriy Sybiha. Mr. Sybiha expresses gratitude for the meaningful meeting. Central Vigilance Commission orders inquiry into alleged irregularities in renovation of former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's residence. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 people killed in a road accident in Prayagraj. President Draupadi Murmu expresses grief. In athletics, Gulveer Singh bagged silver medal while shattering national record in 3,000 meters race at David Hemery Invitational Meet in Boston. And with that, we end the midday news.